Today's episode of A New Beginning is brought to you by Harvest Partners, helping people everywhere know God. Learn more at harvest.org. And while you're there, browse our library of free ebooks designed to help you grow in your faith.
We cannot overcome the devil in our own strength. You and I need to pray. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pastor Greg Laurie reminds us we're no match for the devil's supernatural strength, but he's no match against God Almighty. That should inform our prayers.
So when I say deliver me from temptation, I'm saying, Lord, help me to be smart and avoid those things that will bring me down. But ultimately, Lord, give me the strength I need to resist.
This is the day.
Ever try to run up a downward escalator? Sounds silly, but kids try it all the time, just to see if they can. When we try to fight against the lures of temptation on our own strength, we're running up a downward escalator. The momentum against us is just too much. Well, today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us change escalators and embrace the power and provision of God through prayer. When we're moving in the same direction as the Spirit of God, the journey is a whole lot easier.
Now imagine if you could go to an elite university and have a class taught by the finest person in that field from all of history. For instance, you could study music under Beethoven, have a drama class taught by Shakespeare, be taught political science by Thomas Jefferson. How about a philosophy class taught by C.S. Lewis? Well, we would like that because they're experts in the field. How about this? A class on prayer taught by Jesus Christ. That sounds good to me. I'd be in that class. Who knows more about prayer than Jesus? And so that's what we're going to look at here. The disciples came to him. They said, Lord, we have a question. Would you teach us how to pray? Jesus gave them this prayer. I'm going to be reading from Matthew 6. Verses 9 to 14. And I'll tell you what, I want us all to do this out loud together. This is the New King James Version. Let's read it together. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. But what does Jesus teach us in this template for prayer? When you pray, you say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if we wrote the Lord's Prayer, it would probably sound like this. Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Let's just get down to business. Here's my list. Now, there's a place for petition. Nothing wrong with asking the Father in heaven for what you need. But notice that Jesus says, first, take time, effectively, to contemplate the greatness of God. Now, there are exceptions. If you fell off a ladder and you're on your way down, help will do, okay? You can't even finish the Lord's Prayer. God help. But as I think about the awesomeness of God, as I contemplate the greatness and bigness of God, it will cause me to see my problem, challenge, need in a different light. It won't change it necessarily, but it will change my perspective. I'll see it differently because, listen to this, God is bigger than your problem. Whatever it is, God is bigger. And so my Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, set apart be your name, honored and glorified be your name. God wants us to bring our needs before him each and every day. God wants us to bring our needs before him each and every day. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? Well, it's obvious that bread was a staple of the first century diet. So it includes that, but bread speaks of everything. It speaks of your finances. It speaks of a roof over your head. It speaks of your health. Just everything you need in life, my daily bread. And it's a reminder that everything I have in life is provided for me by God. Notice it says, give me this day my daily bread. It doesn't say, give me this month my monthly bread or this year my yearly bread. The Lord will sometimes allow things to happen in our lives that will remind us we need Him every day. Maybe you're going through something like that right now. All of a sudden, oh wow, you have this financial crisis. All of a sudden, you have this health scare. All of a sudden, you have this problem in your marriage, or you have this problem with your kids, or you have this other problem. And it's like, God, help. That's okay. Sometimes He'll allow these things to remind us that He's the provider. And we need to come to Him each and every day, not just asking for stuff, but giving Him glory for the stuff He's already given. When's the last time you just prayed a prayer of thanks? Oh, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for providing for this. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband, giving him thanks. But here's where it gets tricky. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Wait, what? Yeah, forgive people. But Greg, this person, they hurt me. This person bullied me. On social media. This person insulted me. This person did something that's so horrible. I can't forgive them ever. Really? Jesus said, you better be praying not only for your daily bread, but you better be praying and extending forgiveness every single day. It's a great concept, forgiveness. I love forgiveness until it's time for me to forgive someone that doesn't deserve it. Now let's just concede the point. They don't deserve it. Therefore, I will not forgive them. Okay, hold on now. Do you deserve forgiveness? Well, no. Okay. You don't deserve forgiveness, yet God gave it to you. Why would you not extend it to another person as well? The Bible says, you've been forgiven. Therefore, be tender-hearted, forgiving others. But listen to this. One person put it this way, forgiveness is not about absolving the perpetrator, it's about healing the victim. Here's another statement I like, forgiveness isn't giving in to another person, it's getting free of that person. Get it? See, in a way it's even not about that person. Let's just say, here's this person, he did this thing to me, I choose to forgive him, doesn't deserve it, did it anyway. Who's getting free now? Him? Not really. But I am, because that's not driving me crazy. So when he walks in a room, I'm not seething over in the side, because I've let it go. Let it go.
Pastor Greg Laurie will have the second half of his message in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. I want to encourage you to check out the new Harvest Plus app. It's on Roku, Apple TV, and Google Play, among others. And you can stream incredible content on all major platforms for free. You're going to find live events, our evangelistic films like A Rush of Hope, Johnny Cash, A Redemption of an American Icon, Steve McQueen, The Salvation of an American Icon, and our newest film, Fame. Plus, our TV programs, our podcast, Harvest at Home, and a lot more. Stream it all on any device for free using the new Harvest Plus app.
Well, today, Pastor Greg is offering practical help toward a more productive prayer life based on the Lord's Prayer. And our thanks to our Harvest partners and others who support this ministry for helping to make today's insight possible.
We cannot overcome the devil in our own strength. We cannot overcome the devil in our own strength. Verse 4, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. A better translation of this would be, deliver us from the evil one. And that would be Lucifer or the devil. We cannot completely remove ourselves from temptation. Otherwise, we would have to leave the entire planet. And even if you did that, you'd get tempted in space too. Walking around on the moon, you'll still have bad thoughts. Come on. It's going to follow you wherever you go. So the point of it is that I need God's help. Really what I'm praying is, Lord, don't allow me to walk into a situation that would overwhelm me and cause me to sin, but deliver me from temptation and any trap the devil has set for me. It's really an acknowledgement of human weakness. One passage I memorized as a very young man, I still remember today. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it says, might have forgot it. No, I did. You were hoping I did, though, weren't you? Well, now I have forgotten it. No, I haven't. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God, who is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Allow me to loosely paraphrase it. There's always a way out of every temptation. How many of you have ever been tempted to sin? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you have ever given in to that temptation? Raise your hand. Okay. Wow, you're a wicked bunch of people. What's going on? I'm kidding. So we've given in. But there was always a way out, wasn't there? And if you're honest, the way out was sometimes as simple as the door. I need to walk out of this door and it will be better. It'd be like if you drive by Krispy Kreme donuts. Now, I've eaten 6 in one sitting. Really? You're like, oh, am I the only one? How many of you have eaten 6 Krispy Kreme donuts? Raise your hand. Okay. You're as bad as me. How many of you have eaten more than 6? Raise your hand. Now I'm doing it to you. They're good though. Aren't they good? They're good going down. I mean, they literally melt in your mouth. Add some cold milk. Yes. But they're not so good after they've been sitting in your stomach. I went there a while ago with some friends, and actually a couple of years ago, we were on motorcycles, and I ate 6 and milk, and literally, I'm on my motorcycle at night, it's freezing, and I feel like I'm falling asleep. I'm in a food coma, because there's the sugar spike, and then the sugar crash, right? Okay, this is like sin. Apologies to Krispy Kreme, I don't want letters from attorneys. Your donuts are awesome, okay, but that's the problem. They're nice going down, but afterwards it's like, what was I thinking? Then you get in your scale and it breaks. Okay, that's not a good sign. There was a way out. I didn't have to say, pull the car over, get out of the car, walk in. But they always give you the first one free. They know you'll get hooked. They're smart over there at Krispy Kreme. There's always a way out of every temptation you face. Don't tell me you can't get out of the trap you're in. Don't tell me you can't get out of an immoral relationship. Don't tell me you can't stop looking at porn. Don't tell me you can't control your temper. Don't tell me you can't stop drinking or stop using drugs or whatever it is you're doing. Don't tell me that, because you can. And there's a way out if you want to take the way out. But then we'll say, I can. I'm just, the devil got hold of me. The devil made me do it. The devil's powerful, but he needs your cooperation. So when I say deliver me from temptation, I'm saying, Lord, help me to be smart and avoid those things that will bring me down. But ultimately, Lord, give me the strength I need to resist. Jesus gave us this template for prayer to encourage us to pray. And the reason I chose this message today in particular is I just want to remind you, you need to pray about everything. Just pray about everything. Get into a habit of prayer. You know, we make prayer very formal. Well, it's time to ask the blessing. Sometimes it's even like, the food's there and everyone's eating. No one asked the blessing. Oh, and everybody stopped. Your mouth is full. And then you pray there. It's like, you messed up. You didn't pray the little token prayer. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to give thanks, but we get hung up. It becomes a rule. Or we pray with our kids before they go to bed. These are all good things, but we need to expand way beyond that. And we need to get into a lifestyle of prayer. So when that burden hits me, right then I pray. When I'm driving down the road and something comes to me, troubles me, concerns me, I just turn it into a prayer, right? Just keep your eyes open, you're driving. But Philippians 4 says, don't worry about anything, pray about everything, and the peace of God that passes all human understanding will guard, protect your mind in Christ Jesus. Pray. Cry out to God in your sorrow and pain. Call on the Lord for his provision, his protection, and his guidance. And give thanks to the Lord for your joys and his provision. Let me loop back to something I said earlier. I want to keep talking about Krispy Kreme donuts. No, I don't. I'm done with those. I want to loop back to that statement of Jesus. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. That's an interesting word, debts. You think it just say, forgive us our sins, and it is translated that way in some translations. But debts is a really apropos word that is chosen here because the word that Jesus uses here for forgive means to cancel a debt, specifically. Sin is a debt, and it is a debt I can't pay. It'd be like if you found out you owed the IRS $5 million and you had 10 bucks in your account. There's no way you can pay that debt. Well, you owe all these things because of your sin, because of our sin. So I'm saying, Lord, pay my debt. Pay my debt right now. And that's exactly what he did on the cross. The Bible says he canceled the debt that you owed at the cross. And as I've often said, he came to pay a debt he did not owe because we owed a debt we could not pay. But he settled it at the cross. Everything's paid for. Another way this is sometimes translated is trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's a good translation as well. You know the word trespass. Sometimes you see it maybe in a park. They just planted some grass and they have a little cord there and a sign hanging off of it. No trespassing. They don't want you to be stomping on their new grass. And so when I trespass, I'm breaking a commandment. I'm crossing a line. Listen, every one of us has crossed that line. Every one of us have sinned. Every one of us needs Jesus. And I want to close by asking you this. Have you asked him to forgive you of your sin? Only the Christian, only the child of God can say, my Father who art in heaven. Now, if you're an unbeliever, you can say God up there somewhere. But for me, for us, he's our Father. And that's because of what Jesus did. After Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, he appeared to Mary Magdalene there at the tomb. And he said, I am going to go to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Oh, wait. Now it's not just that Jesus calls him Father. You can call him Father too because of relationship. Only through Christ. Have you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sin? Are you still bound by the power of sin? Are you trapped by some vice, some addiction, whatever it is? The root of it is sin. It may express itself in other ways, but the root is sin. Only Christ can break the power of sin in your life, and he can do it for you right here, right now. But you have to reach out to him and say, God, help me. Lord, I know I've sinned. I'm sorry. I turn from it. Jesus, rescue me. Come into my life and forgive me of all of my sin. And that can happen for you as well. Because Jesus, who died on the cross, rose again from the dead 3 days later. And he's right here, right now, standing at the door of your life, and he is knocking. And he is saying, if you'll hear his voice and open the door, he will come in. Would you like Jesus to come into your life? Would you like to know God is your Father? Would you like your sin forgiven today? It can happen. Let's all pray together. Father, I ask you to speak to the hearts here and those that are listening wherever they are. Help them to see their need for you. Help them to come to you. Help them to believe in you. Right now, we ask. Amen.
Pastor Greg Laurie with an important prayer. And if you'd like to make a change today in your relationship with the Lord, Pastor Greg will help you do that in just a moment before today's edition of A New Beginning concludes. Well, it's such a privilege to have author J. Warner Wallace with us today, Jim Wallace, former cold case detective. And we're making available his brand new book called The Truth in True Crime. Pastor Greg?
You know, it seems like people are so interested in crime. You know, there's podcasts dedicated to it, television shows, obviously films, and people just love to. Why do you think that is? Why are we drawn to that?
Well, I think we all recognize, and this is one of the chapters of the book, you know, are we innately good and corrupted by the systems in which we live? Or are we uniquely fallen and prone to corrupting the systems in which we live? Okay. And I think because we recognize that, that we sadly, I think a lot of times when you watch true crime stories, you see people you know, or you see some side of yourself that's intriguing.
Right.
I mean, if you're look, Dateline, I've been on Dateline probably, I think, more than any other detective in the country. And my cases, like all the other ones you're probably going to watch on Dateline, usually involve a spouse killing his spouse or her spouse.
Yes.
And that, when we watch those shows, we kind of ask ourselves, could that be me?
Yeah.
Because we innately know that there's something about our nature that is, needs fixing. Like, that's why I think the gospel, I always say this, and I said this in one chapter of the book, the gospel cures every kind of stupid you can think of, including marriage stupid and murder stupid and political stupid and cultural stupid and whatever the stupid is. The gospel, and I think because we know that, we have this innate sense that, we need fixing.
Yes.
We're intrigued with shows that demonstrate how much we need fixing.
Wow, that's a great statement. Well, you've written about these ideas and much more in your brand new book, The Truth in True Crime. And we're offering this new book by J. Warner Wallace to you for your gift of any size. So whatever you can send to support our ministry and help us to continue to teach the Word of God and to preach the gospel, which is so desperately needed. It seems to me, Jim, people are drifting, even in the church, so far from a biblical worldview. You know, and it seems to me it's so important for us to dig into Scripture and think and act biblically.
Yeah, no doubt. As a matter of fact, my wife's not here with me today, but she was here last time we did this. And she wanted me to tell you that we have been so unbelievably impacted by your gospel, continuing commitment to a gospel-centered ministry, that when this we have a book like this, the first person I want to have it in and hopefully leverage it to spread the gospel is you, because I feel like you get it. But I think we are moving away from the power of the gospel, the people who are willing to listen to it. Look, I know that my books are not going to change hearts. The gospel is the power of God, not my books or any argument for Christianity.
Right.
But there are times people like me won't even listen to the gospel. Like they built this wall around themselves. Mm-hmm. They won't hear it. And so I think from my perspective, I'm just trying to help lower that barrier.
Yeah.
Because it's not anything I say that's going to change your life. It is the gospel. You simply have to have the barriers down so you'll listen to it.
Right. So this is a great tool to help get those barriers down, a great resource you could share with people who maybe seem like they're completely closed to the gospel like Jim once was. And the book is called The Truth in True Crime, available to you for your gift of any size this month.
Yeah, that's right. It's such a fascinating book. It offers a unique application of biblical insights to the facts of true crime investigations. Let us send this your way. We'll send it to thank you for your investment in keeping these daily studies coming your way. And time is running out for us to make this resource available, so get in touch with us right away. Just ask for The Truth in True Crime when you call 1-800-821-3300. That's 1-800-821-3300. Or write A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or just go online to harvest.org. And then, Pastor Greg, just before we go, would you mind praying with the person listening who wants to make a change today in their relationship with the Lord?
I'd be happy to, Dave. You know, as you've been listening to this today, maybe you've heard another voice. By that I mean, you heard me say a few things, but you heard God's voice speak to you deep in the recesses of your heart. And it suddenly dawned on you, this is what I need. Or to state it more accurately, this is who I need. I need Jesus and I want Jesus, but maybe you don't know how to make that connection. Let me help you. Pray this after me right now if you want Jesus Christ to come into your life. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I am sorry for my sin and I need your forgiveness right now. Would you come into my heart, my life as Savior, as God, as friend? I choose to follow you from this moment forward. Thank you for calling me and accepting me and forgiving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I know that was a relatively short prayer. Maybe you felt something as you prayed it. Maybe you felt nothing. That doesn't really matter because God's word says, these things we write to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. It doesn't say, so you may think you have it, or you may hope you have it if God's in a good mood. No, that you can know it. And I want you to know, if you pray that prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come into your life. So congratulations. You're now a Christian. Now continue to follow the Lord.
Yeah, to help you, we'd like to send you something that'll help you build a strong foundation for your faith. It's Pastor Greg's popular New Believer's Bible. It'll answer many of the questions you might have and get you started off right in your new relationship with the Lord. So get in touch and ask for it. We'll send it free of charge. Call us at 1-800-821-3300. We can take your call anytime. That's 1-800-821-3300. Or write us at A New Beginning, Box 4000, Riverside, California, 92514. Or go online to harvest.org and click Know God. Well, next time, Pastor Greg launches an eye-opening study in the book of Acts. We'll learn we can't influence our community if we're isolated from our community. Join us here on A New Beginning with pastor and Bible teacher Greg Laurie.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to A New Beginning. This is a podcast made possible by Harvest Partners. So for more content that can help you know God and equip you to make Him known to others or to learn more about how you can become a Harvest Partner, just go to harvest.org.